Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rhonda Fleming Hayes is our guest, our new friend, author of Pollinator-Friendly Gardening, gardening for bees, butterflies, and other pollinators. You get the picture. We're talking about these hardworking little creatures, our little friends, that are working hard, but they're under a lot of stress, a lot of duress these days, ladies and gentlemen, from habitat loss, from herbicides, from pesticides, from a lot of different issues. Farming in urban areas being pushed farther and farther out and minimized. You know, Rhonda, welcome back to the show. By the way, Rhonda, you know, when I was growing up, there were 8 dairies in my county. Today there are no dairies. Well, that's a lot of certain kinds of plants that aren't being planted anymore to support those dairies.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, all those plants, those farm fields, the ditches, all that was filled with forage, you know, clovers and right. other plants that bees could use before, and now a lot of that's gone.
Well, you know what? Instead,
we've got development, and that's the root of the loss. Yeah.
Another thing that irritates me is when these builders. Well, these commercial developers will go into an area. There may have been a forest there, and instead of trying to save certain trees, they'll just wipe it all out and pave it and not put any kind of green area in. I don't understand. I don't like that. I wish people would pay more attention to those things. Another thing that I'd like to encourage people to do. Is become urban beekeepers. Rhonda, are you familiar with that?
Oh, I definitely am. While I was writing the book, I was in Minnesota. We happened to have quite a few of the most noted researchers in beekeeping and bee research, and they're doing a lot of things with urban beekeeping, and they have this thing called the Bee Squad from the university, and
right.
they will tend hives on your property.
Wow.
In exchange for the opportunity to study those hives.
I'd like to meet those guys at my place. You know,
yeah.
One of our brain trusts.
At the end of the season, at the end of the season, they extract the honey from those hives and present it to those people.
Wow.
And then, so they have hives from their own, honey from their own property.
Wow.
It's a really cool program, and I hope to see it expanded.
I'd like to see more of that. One of our Brain Trust members, one of our technology experts, has been on my show for a dozen years, Anita Rosen, is in Mountain View, California, Silicon Valley out there, right?
Yeah.
She has one hive in her subdivision backyard, and she gets 70 pounds of honey from that one hive every year.
Well, that's
a lot of honey.
Isn't that great? That is great.
So, folks, go to Urban Beekeeping. Online, search for that, Urban Beekeeping. You'll see all kinds of stuff there to learn how to do it. Your local co-op and your local agricultural support group from whatever school you have in your state, there'll be a local agriculture extension office is what I'm trying to say.
Extension, yeah.
They'll have beekeeping.
I can't say enough about extension.
They'll have beekeeping information there too, won't they?
Yes, they will. Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say another thing that I'd love if you know out west, there are people who rent bees, right? They'll drive tractor trailers of beehives all over the west and just sit them down and pollinate a tomato field or a pepper field or something like that for a farmer. And then they'll go back and pick the hives up and take them back.
That's a huge business out west, especially in California with the almond groves with other things. When you mentioned tomatoes, actually bumblebees are what pollinate tomatoes.
Is that right?
You know,
I didn't know that.
A lot of our tomatoes now, you'll see how they're greenhouse grown. Well, the way they get them pollinated is that they manage bumblebees inside those greenhouses.
I'll be darned. I'll be darned. What else would you like for us to know about bees?
Bees. Well, you know, the whole reason I wrote the book was I wanted to give, you know, everyday gardeners information and inspiration how to, you know, make simple changes in their garden so that they could, you know, welcome and sustain these creatures. You know, I've been working to create and enhance wildlife habitat in my own gardens for years. And I just want people to realize that I think a lot of people nowadays, especially young people, think that, you know, working in their garden is a chore. Oh, far from it. Get out there in your garden, unplug, plant some flowers for the bees.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can do. And first, though, and I'll come back to something you said in the earlier part of our visit, is the first thing you got to realize is that if we don't have bees in our life, our life is much quite a bit diminished, isn't it, Rhonda?
Oh, definitely. Well, bees not only pollinate food crops, pollination is how seeds are formed, and
right.
If you don't have seeds, you don't have new plants.
That's right.
I don't think people realize what this tiny little guy can do, actually. Yeah.
So think about that a little bit more, folks, in your community. Hey, Rhonda, thank you for being here. You want to give us a website?
TheGardenBuzz.com.
TheGardenBuzz.com?
Yeah, that's my website, my blog.
All right.
Over and visit.
So check that out. The book is called Pollinator Friendly Gardening. Hey, Rhonda, will you come back another day?
I sure would love to. Thank you.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good. Thank you for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Rhonda Fleming Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.